chapter 14, verses 32 through 42. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." And he took with him Peter and James and John, and began to be greatly distressed and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch." And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. And he came the third time, and he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough, the hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." The hour has come for Jesus to be arrested, and he's in Gethsemane with his disciples. He takes his three closest disciples with him, and he begins to be greatly distressed and troubled. Jesus prays for this cup to pass from him, because his soul is sorrowful, even to death. And he asks for another way, but he also prays, "Not my will, but your will be done." Jesus knew the plan of his Father, but he still endured such agony as that hour approached. Jesus, the Son of God, God himself in the flesh, was about to be a sacrifice for sins. Now normally, they would sacrifice a lamb, an animal. The lamb didn't know what was going on, it just unknowingly followed along until the time came for it to be killed. But Jesus knew exactly what was about to happen. But he resolved willingly to lay down his life. The physical torture and the execution surely weighed on his mind. But the spiritual horrors that Jesus was about to endure were what brought this deep sorrow. He was about to become sin, according to Scripture, and the Father was going to turn his face from him. And despite all of this sorrow and this distress, we know that Jesus marched on and he did what he came to do. He asked the Father to take the cup from him if there was any other way. But instead, God gave him strength to drink the cup. And we can learn from Jesus' example that praying for God's will to be done takes faith. It takes trust in the character of God. He doesn't think like us, but he always has a good plan in store. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.